You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Molly Spain and Gina Littlepage with the Baldwin County Trailblazers. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And tell us first, what are the Baldwin County Trailblazers? I mean, I know, but folks may not be aware of all that's been done to make this a more walkable area.
Sure. So the Baldwin County Trailblazers is an organization that was started in the mid-90s, and they actually developed the Eastern Shore Trail, which goes from the interstate all the way to Weeks Bay. And now the organization continues to maintain those trails, advocate for walking and biking in our community, and getting people active and moving.
I'm glad you mentioned biking, because it's not just walking. This is something that, bikers may make the trip or part of the trail on as well. And you've got the first annual Chalk the Trail fundraising event coming up not tomorrow, but next Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is going to be on Saturday the 24th. This is a fundraiser, but it's also an event just to raise awareness for our cause. You can visit our website at baldwincountytrailblazers.org to register and get details as well. It's we're sectioning off sections of the actual trail. We're going to start at the Orange Street Pier, and each participant will be awarded a section of the sidewalk. It's $25 to participate, and you can create whatever your heart desires.
So you're gonna pass out with the registration. You get a box of the chalk pastels to do chalk art.
Exactly. You when you pick up your registration packets, will be at the Eastern Shore Art Center. Again, details can be found on the website. It will contain chalk. You can also bring some additional supplies, but they all need to be, you know, non-permanent. And then you can do whatever. You can do a game. You could do something. You could do just feel good messages. You could do art, abstract art. We do have some local artists, famous artists who will be participating.
Ooh.
And J.D. Crow, among others.
Oh, good.
Yes. And then we've also tried to encourage other community participants. The Lion Shares really helped us a lot. They're going to award, they're going to frame the pictures of the winners, and then the winners will be honored at May Art Walk.
Okay.
At the Eastern Shore Center. So the Eastern Shore Art Center is behind us, and just going to be a fun event. It will be socially distanced, something that we can do outside, and you know, again, mainly to raise awareness for our organization.
And this is for adults with hearts of kids and kids alike. I mean, it sounds like a whole family affair, or an individual. Anybody could participate.
All of the above. We do have categories. So
Okay.
We have an adult category, family category, and, you know, so yeah, again, details on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are encouraging all levels of artists to participate.
So the teenagers have their own group, and then kids 12 and under have their own group, and families. And what a fun way to just draw your heart, doodles, squiggle, like you said, maybe even hopscotch or something like that. So what is your goal, I guess, to have just yards and yards of artwork spread out all along the Eastern Shore Trail? Now, is that like our sidewalk in Fairhope? Where is the trail? Are we on the trail where we're going to be drawing?
It is the trail. As Molly said, the trail begins in North Baldwin County and extends all the way to Weeks Bay. The section that we've selected, it begins right at Orange Street Pier.
Right,
and
okay.
If anyone's familiar with the trail, you know how it kind of diverges.
Uh-huh.
And goes around. So the goal is to not block the trail from anyone using it.
Okay.
But yes, so we will section off those parts, and then there's another part that's a little closer to the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
If we need that. We've got about 50 squares. At this point, we're looking for participants.
Okay.
So we'd like to encourage people to sign up and to participate. We do actually also have an alternative rain day. If it is raining on the 24th, we will hold the event on the 25th, which is the following day.
Okay. So it's a fundraiser. And why is it important for y'all to continue to raise funds once these trails are built?
Well, sure. The Baldwin County Trailblazers definitely needs funds in order to advocate to keep the trails clean, to keep them maintained, to continue to build more trails throughout Baldwin County. And so those funds are important and will go towards making things like that happen.
Do you have a membership opportunity for folks that enjoy walking and biking that could join the Trailblazers?
We do, and we are a nonprofit. Again, you can find the information to become a member, and we do have members, who contribute to us annually, but you can find that information on the website. And not only do we act as stewards of the trail, but we do other things throughout the community to promote bike riding and pedestrian safety, including the installation of bike racks that we bought last year.
Oh, good. In Fairhope and around
in
the
Fairhope,
Eastern Shore?
In Fairhope, Foley, yes, and that we have signs, at the beginning of different trailheads around the county, instructing people, where to go and what's safe, and so other things like that, mm-hmm. that just promote the safety and usability and walkability of the trails, but just, pedestrian lifestyles in general.
So the Chalk the Trail event is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April 24th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., which you can just draw any time in that period, mm-hmm. once you've picked up your supplies.
Right.
BaldwinCountyTrailblazers.org for more information. I also found you on Facebook and just shared your post. And there's another post I want to share because you're encouraging folks to ride their bikes to the Arts and Crafts Festival.
That is correct. So we will have a bike valet station at the Arts and Crafts Festival. So if you ride your bike to the festival, there will be someone there that will park your bike and keep it there for you until you get done looking at all of the art, and then you can come back and pick it up.
And that's going to be in front of the Fairhope Public Library, mm-hmm. where y'all will have somebody watching over the bikes to keep them safe. Not that anything would happen to them, but they will be supervised, if you will.
Correct.
For the festival. And you've got a new bike rack in front of the library. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen it out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good. Ladies, what else would you like to mention about these events or the Trailblazers that I have not thought to ask?
Just, I was actually thinking this morning as I was getting ready to do this interview, like so many things in life, the things that you use a lot, you often take for granted. And I think a lot of people, take the trails for granted, not in a bad way, but, because they're always there, but they haven't always been there. And I think our organization's goal is to make sure that they are always there. I know, it's been such a crazy past year, and when there were so many things that people were not able to do, the one thing that they were able to do, and one of the things that, the country really saw a resurgence in was biking and walking, mm-hmm. and being outside. Mm-hmm. And our trail was utilized probably more so than ever. And then when you have events also like Sally and Zeta, that makes taking care of these trails more difficult.
Absolutely.
And costly.
Mm-hmm.
And costly. So again, just awareness, to use the trails for their intended purpose, which is to promote walking and biking. Don't park on the trail. We try to be good stewards of the trails, and we want to encourage the community and Baldwin County at large to also be good stewards, because it is used by so many people.
It's impressive when you look at the trail and see how extensive it is. And some of us might just think, well, that's our tax dollars. Our government's supposed to build that for us. But not in this case. This is a privately funded through fundraisers, a trail built out of love for the outdoors to share with others. So the importance of taking care of it is very clear.
Yes, exactly. And of course, we do have help from the different municipalities,
right.
and cities along the way. But yes, that is the primary goal of our organization. And it is a fundraiser. But what we really hope to do is raise awareness of our situation and our cause.
Okay.
Because you can be a steward of the trail yourself, and that's what we'd like to encourage. And we were always happy to take your donations as well.
You read my mind. I thought, what about those of us that might not be able to bend over and sit on a sidewalk? Can we just write you a check or make a donation?
By all means.
Absolutely.
Okay, and once again, that website is going to be the place to go, and I encourage you to go look, because you can see a map of the trail and how extensive it is, and be able to see just what an impressive thing it is. I'm stalling because I can't come up with the founders. Was it Miss Potts?
Tico Wiseman.
Thank you, Tico Wiseman. I know her name. I know her. We've interviewed her many years ago. She's been honored as, you know, in Fairhope. In various ways, and I wanted to bring her up, and I just
mention, I don't feel like, the Baldwin County Trailblazers without mentioning, her and Charlene Lee.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yes. Who is, you know, just a community dynamite. Also affiliated with the Trailblazers is the Walking School Bus.
Yeah, Charlene, if I understand correctly, started the Walking School
Bus.
She did. Yeah,
I've
interviewed her many times,
too. She recruited me and Molly and so many of our board members.
We actually walked this morning. So, with my two little ones. So.
And I love that because in the beginning, it was a monthly thing? And then now y'all actually have a walking school bus every single morning, right?
We walk every day at Fairhope West. We leave at 7:20 and the kids are at school by 7:40 every day.
And I bet they love it.
Love it. They get a foot bead every month if they attend so many days. So the foot bead is... definitely a coveted thing.
And add a bead for a necklace or something, and that's pretty cool. And I bet it helps, too, with their learning and their behavior. Even though there may not be enough time to study that statistically, they burn out some energy, they're focused, they're awake, they're in a better mood. I mean, I just think it's probably very beneficial.
Definitely, for sure. I've seen with my kids, it's very beneficial.
Good, good. Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much. Anything else?
I think that's it. Let me encourage people, please register. I mean, no pressure. Honestly, you can do whatever you want to do. Come down, and if you can't register or you're not inclined to do so, just come down and visit with us at the Orange Street Pier. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. The Chalk the Trail event again, Saturday, April 24th, 8 a.m. until 2. You can register online at the Baldwin County Trailblazers.org. Or find their Facebook page. Thank you very much, ladies. Gina Little Page and Molly Spain with the Baldwin County Trailblazers. If you missed this, listen later. We will post it on our website, wabf1480.com.